This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Good morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman. David Balderano in for the vacationing Paul Rasmussen. A lot going on, a big old travel week, as you might imagine. They are anticipating 122 million Americans will drive at least 50 miles at some point during the holidays. That's up 2% from a year ago, and 8 million people will travel by air. Many of those here will experience our new airport for the first time. David, have you flown out of Pittsburgh recently since the new airport is open?
No. That was what, just early, it was in November, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I haven't had a chance to fly out yet.
It's been streamlined considerably. And just for reference, if you go online, you can get discount parking if you plan on parking at any of the lots. Now, there's a big open lot. It's like, geez, it's like 4 football fields mm-hmm. right in front of the airside. So you literally walk in and you're steps away from TSA. They have an expanded TSA with 12 different areas. And every time, even when we broadcast day one, the lines were streamlined.
Yeah.
And right now is prime time for the early flights.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was able to take a couple of tours before it opened, so I'm familiar with the layout and everything. But I just haven't had a chance to fly out. I think the one thing the mental block I had was just the wall that they were knocking down to connect the old part to the new part. I would like to finally see that where everything connects to what is more familiar to travelers.
What I just experienced, because I did fly once to Sarasota Bradenton, and when you get through what is essentially a replica of the Fort Pitt tunnel mm-hmm. for people yeah. to walk through, you're on an upper level from where you would normally enter. But all the outbound departure is one flow on the second floor, and then all the arrivals are on the first floor
right.
coming back the
right.
other way. So it's streamlined. Well, I think that actually helps a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you're not running into people going the opposite direction for
right.
the most part.
Right. And I think it reflects just the modern times of what the airport is, how it's functioning now versus the way it was functioning when it was built.
Aaron was going to fly for a big anniversary to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were going to go to Sarasota Bradenton. And then you stubbed your foot twisted your ankle
mm-hmm.
and you got sick. Other than that, so
what else happened this month?
I know you didn't even get to experience it yet.
No, I'm very curious because I've just seen pictures and little spots in here, and hearing you describe the tunnel, I'm excited for when I do finally see that. What is that? The landing side?
Yeah, it's the air side.
Right.
So There's no more tram. Right. For people that don't know, there's you actually drive past where the old entrance is, and it takes you right up to the front of the airport, and there's a new parking garage, 6,000 cars there, but all the other lots still are there, and you can shuttle inexpensively, but if you want to pull up, it can get pricey. I think it's $25 a day retail. You can get a $6 discount if you go online.
No, I tried that under the old airport, and I was so proud of myself. I printed out the thing in advance so that I could just, you know, scan it and go there. But it's probably this time of the morning when I was out there, maybe even a little bit earlier than that. And I swear, someone's behind me just trying to push me, you know, because people have no patience whatsoever. And I ended up not using that space that I paid for and ended up going and buying another spot in the extended parking lot. So is it easier to do that whenever you get there? Is it more clearly marked than it was at the old one?
It should be. I didn't do it that way.
Okay.
But you can go to flypittsburgh.com, and they have, you know, a section there that you can click on for parking specifically. But I highly recommend that if you're going to fly, or even if you're picking up or dropping off family and friends at the airport, just take a minute to look. So you know, so you're not confused. They had that one line of people trying to pick people up the first weekend it was open.
Mm-hmm.
Because people didn't know where to go.
Right.
Hey, did you hear what happened in San Francisco? The lights went out. A large part of the city was in the dark, but there was an odd situation that I can relate to now directly. All of the Waymo vehicles that are the autonomous cars stopped.
Oh, wow.
Wherever they were.
Jeez.
And they were blocking intersections. And did you see the video of this?
Yes, I just saw it this morning. And again, it really gives the feel of iRobot, the latter half of the movie, when things kind of start to take a left turn. But it was an interesting picture for sure.
Yeah, and since Waymo is coming here, it'll be interesting because obviously the company has to have a backup plan because...
Well, how long was the power out that it led to these cars shutting down? Because will this happen if, you know, you have a 1 or 2 minute power outage, which, you know, I think I had on Thursday or Friday, or does it need to be out for an extended period of time before something like that happens?
I'll find out for sure. In fact... Nicole Valdez from CBS.
Gridlock across the Golden City. A blackout plunged about 130,000 customers into darkness Saturday.
Right now, we're focused on getting customers back online, back with power as soon as we can and as safely as possible.
The power outage impacting about a third of the city. The Pacific Gas and Electric Company blaming it on a fire at a substation. Restaurants and stores forced to shut down during one of the busiest shopping weekends of the year.
No lights or nothing. I took my lime up here, almost got hit by a car. no one can see anything.
Dozens of Waymo self-driving cars stopped in their tracks. The company suspended the car's operations due to a lack of power to the driving sensors throughout the city. Cars left abandoned, clogging intersections. The lack of power locking the doors at this business, first responders using a crowbar to get workers out. By late Saturday, crews got the power back to more than 95,000 customers. There's now a community resource center to help those affected if needed. Nicole Valdez, CBS News, Los Angeles.
So there you go. So they got to figure that out. It's a new wrinkle. It's like a sci-fi movie, though, when you... saw all the cars stop, Aaron, and they just had their flashing, you know, four-way flashers on. It was a surreal moment. Listen for the Drive at 5 top stories driving the day's news weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. So plans being made. This is a very atypical week. For all the obvious reasons, mentioned the last day of Hanukkah and 3 days before Christmas, and travel is going to be at another record level. 122 million people will travel at least 50 miles, as I mentioned. And Erin, are you doing anything special? Are you going anywhere?
No. So my immediate family are going to Columbus to spend Christmas with my sister and her husband. And I'll be here doing Christmas with my in-laws. We do Thanksgiving with my family, Christmas with his family.
Now, you married into an Italian-American family. Do you do the seven fishes?
We actually don't, at least since I've married into the family. In the past, they've done it before, but we actually don't do the seven fishes.
There's Pat Septak, our news editor. Still another holiday-themed outfit.
He's ready.
He is. Seven fishes, so you're doing Chinese instead.
I wish.
What Chinese is the story on the Chinese food you were telling me?
Well, apparently there's been a study done that a lot of Americans prefer, just enjoy, you know, Chinese is one of the highest that people order. People are ordering Chinese above pizza, fried chicken. We talked about that last week in Are You Smarter Than an Anchorman? So I'm excited to hear what the expert Kyle has to say on it.
David, are you doing anything? Well, you're working.
I'm working on Thursday, yeah.
What are you doing Christmas? What do you do?
I'll leave and go visit one sister in State College, and then after that, go up to Clearfield County and visit two other sisters separately.
So
it'll be a busy day on the road for me.
You have three sisters is what I'm saying.
I have three sisters and a brother, but my brother lives in Maryland.
We don't go that far?
Well, he could come up here.
Softer spot for the sisters, I see.
Actually, you know what? My nephew just moved out here last month, and I was kind of hoping he would get the urge to host Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Well, this year, Santa may need to Venmo you for the snacks. According to Finance Buzz, a basic batch of sugar cookies is up 31%. From 2025, thanks to inflated prices for eggs, butter, flour. That cookie plate was $6.41 5 years ago. Now it's $8.44. And thanks to rising milk prices, one glass used to be 17 cents, is now a nickel more.
Well, you know, I like to make fudge at Christmas time, and you know, that's not happening this year. I use chocolate chips.
Oh, and the chocolate's way
there. Yeah, like two bags for $9. Well,
yeah. All right.
That's on sale.
No, no fudge from David. All right. CBS's Tina Krause has the story of, you know, these doorbell cameras are very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And a woman in Scotland was frightened. Here's what happened.
A homeowner in Scotland feared the worst when she checked her doorbell cam and spotted a group of schoolboys on her step. Before long, they realized no one was around.
If you'd like to leave a message, you can do it now.
And they did.
Last Christmas, I give you my heart, but the very next day, I give it away.
Belting out Wham's holiday hit.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
An impromptu performance uploaded to TikTok that's warming hearts around the world. Now, best friends Jack, Dylan, Cameron, Liam, and Ollie are getting a little taste of fame.
Everyone was asking for our signatures. I was kind of scared that my mom was going to find out.
Well, she did, and all the moms couldn't be prouder. They say the viral video is breaking expectations about what young boys might do.
Everybody was expecting it to be something bad. Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? And then it ended up being something really good.
I'll give it to someone special.
The boys are thinking bigger now, even dreaming of having their own band. What would they call it?
Fantastic Five.
The shield to save me from tears.
A performance that proves a bit of holiday spirit can go straight to the heart.
Bye. Love you.
Tina Kraus, CBS News, London.
There you go.
That's so cute.
I love the woman in Scotland. Yep. I love their accent.
Me too.
You expect little boys. That's cool. This is the Big K Morning Show. Thanks for joining us. And you probably want to know what the weather's going to be like for the week. Of course we do. So we're going to go to meteorologist Matt Brudy at the National Weather Service office here in Pittsburgh. Matt, good morning.
Morning, Larry.
After, what, the eighth coldest start to December, we're 7-plus inches above normal so far. But now, as we get to the holidays, no white Christmas here in moderation.
Yeah, that's for sure. We really got all the cold out of the way before the end of the month here. We are going to be above average really through the rest of the week, and especially headed towards the end of the week, Christmas Day, and then following day, Friday, headed into the weekend. It definitely looks like we're going to be above normal and for highs for sure.
So today dry, but then some rain arrives, but it looks like we're staying above freezing both the highs and the lows all week.
Yeah. If you live in the ridges tonight into early tomorrow morning, just keep an eye out. If you have a commute and you're not off of work yet in the morning or heading off to school, there may be some slick spots on the road with some patchy freezing drizzle, but we shouldn't be looking at that concern elsewhere here locally.
And what about extended travel? So 122 million Americans are going to travel over 50 miles. So a lot of people here will be doing that. Where are the trouble spots weather-wise going to be?
Locally, it doesn't look like a whole lot within the local area. If you're heading up to New England, especially late Christmas Eve and early Christmas Day, maybe that last-minute travel, you may hit a little bit of the white stuff. But honestly, it really doesn't look like we're going to have much impactful weather leading up to Christmas here locally, unless, like I said, you're heading up towards the New England area. So your travel should be good if you're traveling, like I said, later tomorrow, especially after we get that patchy freezing drizzle out of here. It should be pretty good locally into the end of the weekend.
Yeah, after those two snowstorms, and particularly the last one last weekend, which was significant, and the extended cold, it looked for sure like we would have a white Christmas, but I guess that's not going to happen.
No, unfortunately not. The last white Christmas we had wasn't that long ago. It was actually 2022, and then before that in 2020. So we have had our decent share in the last 4 or 5 years, but this year, no, we definitely are not going to have a white Christmas. Highs are most likely going to be in the 50s, and couldn't even roll out getting some readings into the 60s. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be a warm Christmas this year.
Well, Matt, I appreciate your input all this year. Thank you, and give our best to the National Weather Service office here in Pittsburgh.
All right. Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it.
That's meteorologist Matt Brudy. So, weather wasn't a factor in Detroit for the Steelers game after they had a Monday night temperatures in the teens with wind chills single digits against Miami. A week ago, they were inside Detroit, but it was a hot game. Back and forth it went. And KDK TV's Richie Walsh wraps it up.
What an unbelievable win and an unbelievable finish for the Steelers. The Steelers' defense came up huge at the very end. No time left. Made one of the biggest stops of the season. And one of the turning points of this game was right before halftime. Kenny Gainwell on the ground somehow catches this pass. Great awareness. Gets up and scores 45 yards. And the Steelers tie this game up. The Steelers' defense was in the Lions' backfield for most of the game. Kyle Duggar with the safety. Steelers put together over a 9-minute drive after that for a field goal. Then Jaylen Warren breaks not one, but two 45 5-yard touchdowns in the second half, but the Lions didn't go away. Made it interesting in the final seconds. This game was insane. Ends on an offensive pass interference, and the Steelers escape with a huge win in Detroit, 29-24.
Give Detroit a lot of credit. Man, they stormed and fought. We knew they would. Knew what type of game we were coming into, the gravity of it, the venue. Kudos to their fans, man. This is a tough place to play.
Yeah, we knew we had to stay in front of them guys. We know how explosive that offense is. We kind of did our thing for a little minute, and they kept fighting, and we kept fighting, and, you know, we came out victorious on it.
And an ultimate team win for the Steelers. The offense had nearly 500 yards of total offense, and the defense only gave up 15 yards rushing. Up next for the Steelers, a trip to Cleveland against the Browns next Sunday. With the Steelers on the road in Detroit, Rich Walsh, KDK-TV News.
Yeah, that last voice you heard was Kenneth Gainwell, who is a running back, but he caught a bunch of passes, including kind of a miracle catch at the end of the first half, which allowed the Steelers to tie the game 10-10 and gave them the momentum. And boy, it's hard to believe after that it came down to one last play. And here's after 3 minutes of a referee confab with everybody on the edge of their seats.
The ruling on the field is a touchdown, however, pass interference, number 14 on the offense. By rule, that penalty is not enforced and there is no replay. The game is over. There is no touchdown.
Aaron. Were you watching at that moment?
I was. My brother came over. We exchanged gifts early. And all three of us were standing up just cackling so hard. I think when the crowd went insane, it must have flustered the ref. And he's like, wait, what am I saying right now?
Well, also, he said it was called a touchdown on the field, right? Before the flags came out. And it was the right call.
Right.
And that's not just being a homer, I mean, talking to the experts, they did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because the wide receiver, Isaac Tesla, ran into Jalen Ramsey, and you're not allowed to do that. And the Steelers got called for that on a lot less egregious play earlier in the game. So it was the right call, but when Tesla was falling down, he pitched the ball back to Goff, the quarterback.
And he tried to jump it over.
The whistle had already blown because they had stopped his forward progress.
Mm.
So a touchdown call on the field wasn't correct either. It didn't matter.
Ultimately. And explaining that was probably so incredibly complicated, you know, in a way that people would understand it. So it was fun, though, the way it all came.
Oh my God.
Because we're screaming. Did we lose? Did we win?
I thought we lost.
So did we.
Just crushed. And then all of a sudden, flag, wait a minute.
Yep.
And it took like 3, 4, 5 minutes till we found out. But now the Steelers, if you didn't hear, the Ravens lost last night almost by the identical score. This one was 28-24 to the New England Patriots. So the Steelers have a 2-game lead with 2 games left in the AFC North. But one of those games is with the Ravens. Now, we don't know the kickoff time yet, but it's going to be in 2 weeks at Acrisure. And this weekend, Steelers will have a 1 o'clock game with Cleveland. And Cleveland almost beat the Patriots. So this isn't a gimme game. But if they win that, they lock up the division and will host a playoff game. You got to come to the game, Aaron.
Oh, my gosh. A playoff game would be insane.
Playoffs? Not yet, but really close and really looking good. A 3-game streak now for the Steelers.
Good morning. I'm David Balorano. City Council passes a 2026 budget that calls for a 20% hike in property taxes.
We got the budget done.
That's City Councilwoman Barb Warwick.
Yeah, they got it done. And what's really unusual, David, is they did it over the weekend and, you know, with just a week left in the year. So Merry Christmas from Pittsburgh City Council and your 20% increase.
Well, it goes to the mayor, and it'll be interesting to see what he does. And if for whatever reason he would veto it, then it's my understanding that City Council has a meeting scheduled for New Year's Eve.
That would be nice.
Override the veto.
And then the new mayor, Corey O'Connor, will be sworn in early January, and then it'll be his problem.
Right.
But he is a controller, and that's a money, you know, that's an oversight job, where the money's going. Now he's with the county, but now So he knows numbers, or he should anyway, so it'll be interesting.
Right. A double shooting in McKeesport leaves one person dead and another hospitalized. Police continue to look for clues. We just learned the identity of the person who was killed. It was a woman from Wilmerding.
Does it seem like we've had a rash of shootings in the past just week?
Yeah, definitely. All over, in fact. And a wild ride for the Steelers in Detroit. They did come out on top over the Lions.
Give Detroit a lot of credit. Man, they stormed and fought. We knew they would. We knew what type of game we were coming into, the gravity of it, the venue. Kudos to their fans, man. This is a tough place to play.
Yeah, it was a thriller right to the last second, literally. And then the drama, because the Lions fans in Ford Field thought they won on the last play. And the Steelers fans said, wait a minute, there's a flag. And that was that big referee confab.
Right.
It took like almost 3 minutes for them to determine. And when they made the pronouncement, of course, at first they said it was called a touchdown. Right. And the fans went nuts. And then they go, however.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it just reminds you of something that you might have seen on a college professor's notes on the paper you turned in word choice, because it just seemed like a very confusing explanation.
Well, so there was no time on the clock. So here's the issue, in case you're wondering. The issue was, if you call a penalty, and it was fourth down, keep in mind. So if the Steelers would have accepted the penalty, that would technically have given the Lions one more chance. Mm-hmm. But however, time had expired. If it was a defensive penalty, it would have been one untimed down. So I guess he was just making sure he had all his ducks in a row. And it was the right call. Mm-hmm. It absolutely, and not just because we're Steelers fans, but they got it right in the end. And the Steelers got a third win in a row and a huge chance to win the division, especially since the Ravens lost last night. I'm so sorry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.